Welcome back to Rumor Roundup, the show where we sort through the whispers, the backstage chatter, and all the chaos surrounding the United Toughness Alliance. I'm Sam, and if somebody in the UTA locker room is talking about it over bad catering and airport coffee, chances are we're talking about it here too. The world tour rolls on, and let me tell you something right now. Morale backstage is weird. Not bad, not great, just weird. Victorious changed the entire atmosphere of the company. Maxwell Max Jett is the UTA champion. Amy Harrison has Marie Van Claudio psychologically trapped. Gunnar Van Patten lost the WrestleZone championship. Chris Ross has transformed into something colder and quieter. And now the company is traveling across the world together while all of this tension simmers underneath the surface. Which brings us to our first rumor. There are growing whispers that management may already be reconsidering just how much television time the New Empire should be getting moving forward. Not because they aren't over, they absolutely are, but because there are concerns the group is beginning to overshadow the rest of the roster. Amy Harrison, Valkyrie Knox, Trey Mack, Clovis Black, they've become the center of almost every major story. And while that's great when it's hot, it becomes dangerous when the audience starts feeling like everyone else is standing still. One source described it to me like this: it's becoming the NWO problem. Every road leads back to them, which honestly isn't entirely wrong. There are reportedly already discussions about a slow fracture within the group by the end of summer. The problem? Nobody agrees on who should be the one to break away first. Some want Trey Mack elevated into a more serious singles role. Others think Valkyrie Knox is too valuable to stay attached to Amy long term. And then there's Clovis Black, who some people backstage feel still hasn't truly shown what he can do on his own. So while the New Empire looks stronger than ever on television, there may already be cracks forming behind the scenes. Speaking of cracks, let's talk about Samuel Scythe. There is apparently a growing divide in the locker room over him. Some talent absolutely love the guy. They think he's intense, creative, and willing to do anything for the business. Others, they think he's trying way too hard to become the next big dark anti-hero. One veteran allegedly described him as, "What happens when somebody watches too much Gunnar Van Patten and too much Chris Ross at the same time? Ouch." But despite that criticism, Scythe continues gaining momentum internally, especially because Chris Ross himself is reportedly advocating heavily for him backstage, and that support matters a lot. There's also increasing speculation that Ross and Scythe may not actually be done with each other. Yes, Scythe walked away from Ross. Yes, Ross has every reason to hate him. But creative apparently sees money in eventually bringing them back together, not as friends, not even necessarily as partners, but as two violent forces who understand each other better than they'd ever admit. Which honestly sounds terrifying. Now onto another interesting rumor making the rounds. The Rich Young Grapplers are apparently becoming favorites of the production crew during the world tour. Not just because of their work, but because they've somehow become morale boosters backstage. Jacoby Jacobs and Darren Darrington are reportedly constantly filming travel videos, pranking talent, and keeping things light during long international flight. One source said, "They're annoying as hell, but in the way you'd miss if they weren't there," which may explain why the company is becoming increasingly aggressive about featuring them on television. There's even chatter about them being positioned for a serious run during the second leg of the tour, especially with the tag division finally starting to stabilize again. Now let's talk about Brittany Reed, because while fans are still getting introduced to her internally, there's already talk about fast-tracking her. The phrase I keep hearing is future pillar, which is a gigantic label to put on somebody this early. But management apparently believes she has the rare combination of presence, confidence, and adaptability that translates immediately to a global audience. The concern, some veterans reportedly feel she's being pushed too hard, too fast, which in wrestling history never causes problems. Right? Speaking of tensions, Emily Hightower is still one of the most talked about names backstage, and not necessarily for good reasons. The feeling among some talent is that Emily has become visibly frustrated over the last several weeks. Not unprofessional, but frustrated, especially after losing out on the Fighting Championship opportunity. There's a growing sense that the Hightower Clan story needs to evolve soon or risk stalling out completely, which is interesting because there are also whispers that management may be preparing to bring another member of the Hightower family into the fold. Whether that means an ally or someone there to challenge Emily directly, nobody seems sure yet. But the discussions are apparently happening. Now, onto a rumor I personally hope is true. Bobby Dean may not be done after all. Originally, the expectation was that the Hall of Fame appearance and Hardcore Championship loss to Eric Dane Jr. would be the end of this little nostalgia run. But apparently Bobby's segments massively overperformed internally. Merchandise moved, clips went viral, fan engagement skyrocketed. And now, the company may be considering bringing him back periodically throughout the year, which honestly feels right. Wrestling needs characters like Bobby Dean. Not everything has to be grim violence and emotional trauma all the time. Although speaking of emotional trauma, there is reportedly concern internally that the Amy Harrison and Marie Van Claudio story may be getting too dark. Not because the performances aren't good. They absolutely are, but because the audience reaction has become deeply uncomfortable in ways even management didn't fully expect. There are apparently ongoing discussions about how far they should actually push the servant storyline during the world tour, which tells me one thing. They probably already filmed or planned something that made somebody upstairs nervous. And honestly, now I'm incredibly curious. Finally, All or Nothing. The closer we get to it, the more insane the rumors become. I'm hearing legends, international names, surprise returns, retirements, betrayals. One source even told me the company internally views this year's All or Nothing as the reset button for the next era of the UTA, which means some people walking into that match with championships may walk out without jobs. That's how serious the stakes are becoming. The world tour has only just begun. And already it feels like the company is transforming in real time. That's all I've got for this week. I'm Sam, and this has been Rumor Roundup. I'll catch you next time.